Since April 1985, this is the DX Audio Service.
Happy Halloween!
DX Audio Service, National Radio Club.
And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for October 2004. This is issue number 235, and I'm your host, Fred Roby, the publisher of the DX Audio Service, and my address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Telephone number 419-228-6223. If you live in the United States of America or Canada and would like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the cost of a subscription is $28. To Europe and elsewhere is $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent by a first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org. Look for the Join Us link and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. Well, now here is Bill Hale with a look at the AM Switch.
Welcome to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for October 2004. First of all, call letter changes on 610 KSKE Vail, Colorado is changed to KVLE. On 710 WNTM in Mobile, Alabama now calls themselves WPMI. On 850 WMCD in Statesboro, Georgia, their new calls are WPTB. KBEE 860 in Salt Lake City, Utah has chosen KKAT for their new calls. 920 in Atlanta, WAFS, their new calls are WGKA as they switch to a talk format. On 940, WRFX in Miami reverts to their old legendary calls of WINZ. 960, WKVN in Quebradillas, Puerto Rico, their new calls are WCHQ. On 1010, KXEM in Tolleson, Arizona has taken the calls of KXXT. Also on 1010, WQIK in Sefner, Florida, their new calls WBZZ. On 1090, WBZB in Selma, North Carolina has taken the call of WTSB. 1110, KAOI in Kaihei, Hawaii has chosen KPOI for their new calls, and also on 1110, WCKO in Norfolk, Virginia has changed to WYRM. 1160, a new station in Saraland, Alabama, a Mobile suburb, has taken the call of WZFN. On 1180, WVFC, formerly of McConnellsburg, Pennsylvania, now of King of Prussia, has taken the new call of WFYL, and they've also moved to 1180 from 1530. On 1190 in Cobleskill, New York, WXBH, their new calls are WSDE. On 1220, KSFB, Palo Alto, California, has chosen KNTS as their new call sign. On 1230, WNEZ, Manchester, Connecticut, their new call WKND. On 1230 also, WCOL in Columbus, Ohio, WTPG is their new call. On 1240, WTID, Jasper, Alabama, their new call, WLYG. A switch of call letters in Wichita, Kansas, on 1240, KNSS, now goes as KFH, and up on 1330, KFH has taken the calls of KNSS. Also on 1240, WJXB, Knoxville, Tennessee, their new chosen calls are WIFA. 1250, KLIH in Little Rock, Arkansas, has taken the new call of KPZK. 1270, WKZT in Fulton, Kentucky, their new call WFUL. 1290, WHNE in Saline, Michigan, has changed to WLBY. 1340, WINZ in Augusta, Georgia, has taken the call of WSGF. 1350 KNFL in Fillmore, Utah has changed to KACE. KPOP 1360 in San Diego, California has changed to KLSD. 1370 in Pearl City, Hawaii started out the month as KITT, changed to KFIF, and then later on changed to KUPA. 1390 KJME in Denver has changed to KGNU. Also on 1390, WHPB in Belton, South Carolina has switched to WLUA. 1400 in Green Bay, Wisconsin, WNGB has reverted to their longtime call of WDUZ. 1420, KREL in California, Missouri, their new chosen call, KRLL. KDMN 1450 in Buena Vista, Colorado, their call now is KSKE. 1470 KACE in Tremonton, Utah has switched to KNFL. 1480 WKND in Windsor, Connecticut, has taken the new call of WNEZ. A new station in Cordell, Georgia on 1490, their new call is WQSY. Also on 1490, WGMF in Watkins Glen, New York, has changed to WTYX. One more on 1490, KOKC in Guthrie, Oklahoma, has changed to KMFS. 1520, KDYS in Lafayette, Louisiana, has chosen KFXZ as their new call. 1520, the legendary KOMA in Oklahoma City, has changed to KOKC. 1530, WEYZ in Northeast Pennsylvania, has changed to WYNE. And finally, WSWK 1690 in Avondale Estates, Georgia, has changed to WWAA. We have two new stations to report on the air this month. 700 KXLX in Newport, Washington. They're on the air with 10,000 watts daytime, 600 watts at night, directional nights only. And on 1480, WTOX in Glen Allen, Virginia is on the air with a news talk format. They are 6,300 watts during the day, 1,500 watts at night, using two patterns. The following construction permits are on the air on 650 KSTE Rancho Cordova, California is now on the air with 21,400 watts during the day, 920 watts at night using two patterns. On 670 WPMH Claremont, Virginia is now on with 20,000 watts during the day, 3 watts at night utilizing two patterns. 890 WBAJ in Blythewood, South Carolina. Their CP for 50,000 watts during the day, 8,500 watts during critical hours and nothing at night is now on. 1130 WSDX Brazil, Indiana is now on with 500 watts during the day, 20 watts at night, non-directional. 1230 WAKI McMinnville, Tennessee, their CP for 1,000 watts during the day, 620 watts at night, non-directional, is on the air. 1440 KTNO University Park, Texas, their CP to change the city of license from Denton, build 4 new towers at a site in Dallas, and increase both day and night power levels to become 9,000 watts during the day, 350 watts at night with two separate patterns is on the air. They have a pending amendment to further increase the daytime power level to 15,000 watts. Wally Warro has eyeballed the new towers as they were being built and says they are scintillating steel structures. And 1490 WKUN Monroe, Georgia, their CP to move here from 1580 with 1,000 watts day and night non-directional is now on the air. One new station has been granted by the FCC during the past month. On 1490 in Lebanon, New Hampshire, the new station will have 640 watts non-directional day and night. Grants to existing facilities on 540 WRRD in Jackson, Wisconsin has been granted a CP to add 3 towers to their current 3 in order to increase the nighttime power and alter the night pattern. When built, they'll be 400 watts during the day, 500 watts at night using separate day and night patterns. 860 KTRB in Modesto, California has been granted 50,000 watts day and night with new patterns from 4 new towers and relocation to San Francisco. On 880 KKMC, Gonzales, California has been granted a CP to increase the nighttime power by adding 1 tower to their current 2. When built, KKMC will be 50,000 watts during the day, 10,000 watts at night using 2 patterns. 1030 WUFL Sterling Heights, Michigan has been granted a CP to add 1 tower to their current 2 and realign the tower configuration in order to adjust their pattern to be oriented toward the southwest instead of the northwest. Facilities remain 5,000 watts daytime only, directional. On 1060 WBIX in Natick, Massachusetts have been granted a CP for 40,000 watts during the day, 2,500 watts at night, and 22,000 watts during critical hours from a new 5-tower site. KDOX 1280 in Henderson, Nevada has been granted a CP to diplex the station to the site of KSHP 1400. The station remains 5,000 during the day, 28 watts at night, non-directional. On 1340, WLVL in Lockport, New York has been granted a CP to become 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. They formerly were directional only during the daytime and one of the few U.S. graveyard stations to have been directional. On 1470, WQXL Columbia, South Carolina has been granted a CP to increase their daytime power, decrease their nighttime power, and adjust the coordinates of their transmitter site. When built, they'll be 11,000 watts during the day, 100 watts at night, non-directional. 1690, the new WWAA in Adel, Georgia is licensed for 10,000 watts during the day, 1,000 watts at night, non-directional. The station has been granted a CP to move the city of license to Avondale Estates with the same power setup at a new transmitter site. They initially applied to diplex into the number 3 tower of WATP 1420, but WATB has been granted a power increase to 50,000 watts and isolation between the two stations was not feasible. Thus, this move to their own site was granted to WWAA. Looking at Canadian news now, Dean McIntyre sends us the following two items. First, the CRTC has approved the application by the CBC to add translator station for CFWH-570 in Whitehorse, Yukon Territory at Dawson. The proposed station would be on 560 with 400 watts day and night. The new station will replace CBDN-FM Dawson. And second, the CRTC has renewed the license for CHEV-1610 Toronto through the 31st of August 2009. CHEV is a low-power station which currently operates on an unprotected basis and must select another frequency as the CRTC has already authorized the operation of a new full-power radio station at 1610. So CHEV must cease operation once this new station advises the CRTC that it's ready to commence operation. The new station's programming will consist of community amateur sports events and community events. Don Trelford adds, the new station will be 75% Spanish-speaking with power of 1,000 watts day and night. The antenna, a rooftop, is being installed now, back on September 5th, he reported this, and tests will likely start in October. It will be run by a Spanish-speaking Anglican minister, who is also a radio engineer in Argentina, but it will not be a religious station on what they call a limited commercial basis, something like a limit of 6 commercials per hour. This information from Don was taken from the Toronto Star. In other news, CHDR-FM Cranbrook, British Columbia, has been granted a license to build a new station at Canal Flats on 1200 with 50 watts in order to rebroadcast CHDR-FM. CKGF 1340 Grand Forks, B.C. has ceased operation. Programming is now on CJGF2 Greenwood. CICF 1050 Vernon, British Columbia, recently converted to FM, and the CRTC has canceled their AM license. CKXR 580 Salmon Arm, British Columbia, has applied to convert to 99.7 MHz on the FM band with 640 watts at 741 meters. And finally, CJCM 1340 Cold Lake, Alberta, has made the switch to 93.5 MHz with 100 kilowatts at 152 meters. They are IDing as Lakeland's Classic Rock K93. Canadian broadcasters are well aware of the potential harm to their signals that IBOC poses and have alerted Industry Canada, which is their equivalent to the FCC. It's going to get interesting when more stations turn on the IBOC equipment, especially if it's at night. Reports from NRCers have appeared on the NRC DXAS AM list, indicating that IBOC interference to adjacent channels is really apparent during sunrise and sunset skip periods. So it's obvious nighttime QRAM will be heard far and wide where border guards can't stop it. In other news now, David B. Jones of Springfield, Tennessee, writes to say his local 1590 WDBL will be non-directional with 710 watts 24 hours soon. I might note that they are licensed for 710 watts, but only during the daytime hours. They have to drop down to 30 watts at night. David goes on to say they were a religious format, simulcasting WJQI 540 in Clarksville, but WDBL has been recently bought by Neil Peterson, who owns WSGI 1100 in Springfield. Mr. Peterson says he plans to program adult contemporary music and local programming. Mr. Peterson says he is DXer friendly and will QSL reports which have returned postage enclosed. Their address is Radio WDBL, Radio Signal Road, Springfield, Tennessee, 37172-3881. Thanks, David, for that report. Patrick Griffith of Denver passes along the news that Boulder-based community radio station KGNU 88.5 has bought Denver's KJME 1390 for $4.1 million. KGNU raised $1.2 million from supporters of the radio station and must raise another $75,000 to cover the down payment, which is due this month. KGNU began relaying its programming on 1390 back on August 29th and has changed the calls to KGNU AM this past week, as we noted earlier. In a previous report, we relayed a bit of news about the situation surrounding the RF interference being caused by 3 unauthorized Mexican stations in the Southwest. Now it seems the FCC has fined the owner of the Pacific Spanish Network, which supplied programming to at least one of these stations, the sum of $20,000. A complaint was filed by several owners of U.S. stations, including ABC Incorporated, which was the basis for the investigative action. The three interfering stations have since moved to new frequencies, 620, 1020, and 1700, but the fine and some interference does remain. Stations reported to have returned to the airwaves since last issue include WBKH 950, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. They're back on with a news talk format, and IDs as News Talk 950. WQMV 1060, Waverly, Tennessee is back on. The last report we heard they were just testing with nonstop 60s and 70s country classics and an occasional ID. WKCE 1120, Maryville, Tennessee is back with adult standards. WCNX 1180, Hope Valley, Rhode Island is back with CNN News as News Radio 1180. KUPA 1370, Pearl City, Hawaii is back with an ethnic format. And WYNE 1530, Northeast Pennsylvania is back, simulcasting WMCE 88.5 Erie with their classical format. Reported to be silent during the past month, WCHQ 960, Quebradillas, Puerto Rico. However, we did report a call letter change there, so that might signal a return. WCST 1010, Berkeley Springs, West Virginia is also reported to be off. WYXE 1130, Gallatin, Tennessee is among those. And WKIQ 1240, Eustis, Florida, and WOWZ 1280, Appomattox, Virginia, all reported to be off. In addition to those contributors already mentioned, we thank Sean Axelrod, Wayne Heinen, Mike Reardon, and news from Upper Midwest Broadcasting for tidbits of news contained herein. Well, the clock on the wall says my time is up, so now I turn you over to Mr. Balker, Tracer of Lost IDs, on this month's Travelogue.
National Radio Club!
Well, thanks once again, Bill, for that fine report. And hello again, everybody. Today, we're going to start the first of a three-part series on a Mexican clear channel, 900 kilohertz. And we're going to start a long way from where Bill Hale lives, I can tell you that, as we go up I-95, about a half hour's drive north of Portland, Maine, to the community of Brunswick, Maine, as we start the October 2004 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Center near you, two in Portland, and also one in South Portland, North Windham, Saco, Brunswick, and Falmouth.
Here's Linda Ronstadt on WCLZ and WCLZ-FM, Brunswick, Portland.
Now, that recording was made in the early 1980s, but just 5 years ago, Linda and I were up that way and picked up this ID.
777-2907, the number. My name is Steve Heiter. You're listening to One-on-One Sports. Love to talk to you.
Westford, Portland, WJJB, Brooklyn.
WJAB, 1440.
Oh, I should point out we were listening for WJJB in Brunswick at that point, the station at 900 on the dial. It's non-directional with 1,000 watts, and you know, if you come about 130 miles south of Brunswick, you come to Bruce Conti's hometown, where we have yet another station at 900 on the dial.
Well, let's break for the news. The Jumpin' Jack Show presentation of EBC, the Eastminster Broadcasting Company, and WOTW, Nashua, New Hampshire.
Now, that recording was made in July of 1974. So if we come 20 years more modern, this is what that station sounded like.
Well, we're going to take a news break now. We'll be taking calls when we come back. Please stay tuned.
Talk Radio 900, WMDU.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Stan Case.
Now, just a couple of months ago, Linda and I were up that way once again, and here's what we heard.
4 o'clock with Big J on the only station playing real oldies.
WSNH Nashua.
Well, let's see. Brunswick, Maine and Nashua, New Hampshire are the two cities in New England that have stations operating at 900 on the dial, so it's time to cross either Lake Champlain or the Hudson River, depending upon where we are. Hey, we're going to go out near Ken Chatterton's home.
And the home of Fabric.
WBRV-AM-FM, Boonville, Old Forge. WLLG-FM, Lowville, Carthage.
AP Network News, I'm Jackie Becerra.
Well, hey, it's time to go down to horse country now, Saratoga Springs, New York, and we're going to spend a few minutes there. We'll start with an ID recorded in the late 70s.
Join me on the Sports Line on WKAJ, your total radio station. I'll report the latest in sports and keep you updated on the scores and highlights.
We're your total radio station, WKAJ, Saratoga Springs. AP Network News, I'm Paul Corson.
And then in 1995, we picked up this ID from Saratoga Springs.
It has a lot of interesting people saying a lot of interesting things.
Your one and only station, WCKMFL, Lake George, WCKMAM, Saratoga Springs.
We've got a hot one for you. Lake George water temperature 66. At WCKM, it's sunny, sticky, and 91.
WCKM.
Then, for one reason or another, late in the year 2000, Linda and I found our way back to Saratoga.
High above the capital region, you're on the move. WUAM Saratoga Springs, WBKZ Schenectady Albany, with the songs you love and remember. Moon Radio.
Okay, we move next into the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to a most welcome community called Clearfield. When you drive along Interstate 80, it's a very long, straight road through Pennsylvania, nearly 6 hours long, and Clearfield is a welcome oasis right in the middle of the state. Not only that, but this station in Clearfield is the most powerful at 900 that we've heard all day.
Great oldies, music and fun on WCPA Clearfield. The Oldies Channel, 900 CPA.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Schmidt.
We head next for the city of brotherly love, except when the Eagles play the Buccaneers. I don't know. Anyway, back in the early 1980s at 900 on the dial in Philadelphia, we had our beautiful music station.
News next from the Associated Press Radio Network here on WFLN AM and FM in Philadelphia.
AP Network News. Good morning. I'm Cynthia Hecht.
And then not too long after I made that recording, they dropped the beautiful music on AM, kept it on FM for a while, and switched over to a talk station.
Thanks very much, Pat. Pat in South Philadelphia. Another Rizzo backer. What do you feed a gorilla? Anything it wants, but you sure keep the leash tight. 9 o'clock, WDVT, Philadelphia. I'm Ron Eisenberg. We continue a look at politics after the news. We talk with a man who apparently is in the right mind, but he's going to run for city council anyhow. We're going to find out why anyone would want to serve with that bunch of slime balls. 9 o'clock, WDVT, Philadelphia.
Unemployment falls again. Speed limit begins to rise. With Mutual News, I'm Frank Gentry.
And when that kind of talk didn't go over very well, they switched to 24 hours of news.
Now when news matters more than ever, turn to the most trusted news organization in the nation, CNN Headline Radio News on Philly's Info 900 AM, WURD Philadelphia.
In Oklahoma sends cars plunging into the Arkansas River.
And keep in mind that the number two radio station in Philadelphia is KYW All News all the time. In fact, Infinity's KYW would be number one except for the Clear Channel Urban AC station, which is FM, of course. Okay, we're going to leave Philadelphia at this point and go right down the Atlantic coast, the sandy beaches of Delaware.
Celebrating our 30th anniversary in 1981, this is WJWL Georgetown.
And as I've told you so many times, back in the early 1980s, that's all we kept of our recordings because we were just verifying that we'd actually heard the station. But by the end of the 1980s, we had learned the error of our ways and we were back in Georgetown.
Oldies 900, WSEA, Georgetown, Selbyville, playing the greatest hits
of all time.
Ladies and
gentlemen, you're listening to Jerry Thomas.
Playing the greatest hits of all time.
And by 1993, this was the 900 sound in Georgetown.
AM 900, WSSR Georgetown.
Mark Billis in the news this hour. The Pentagon reported this morning two U.S. Navy A-6 attack jets crashed in the Persian Gulf region.
And I see they're running over 10,000 watts daytimes on that station these days. Oh, say, Clearfield, I told you was the most powerful. It was at 2,500 watts, daytime power. I should have told you that. Sorry about that. Well, for this next station, we're going to move over to the Washington-Baltimore metropolitan area. And then in 1985, they changed their call letters, and Linda and I rushed up to Maryland to make this recording.
This is WILC Radio Bremen.
Esta es WILC Radio Bremen.
Transmitting from Laurel, Maryland, in Spanish to the entire Washington metropolitan area.
Transmitiendo en español desde Laurel, Maryland, para toda el área metropolitana de Washington.
Well, okay, let's go into Virginia now and go to a place about as far from Maryland as you can get and still be in Virginia. Oh, what, half hour's drive south of Roanoke.
As custodians in Oklahoma, we'll be back Tuesday and see you then.
Pastor Don Shelley and the congregation invite you to tune into the Faith Hour every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. on AM 900 WCBX. The exclusive ABC Information Radio Network station, AM 900 WCBX. Pastor.
And a remarkably short distance up the interstate from the Bassett-Roanoke area is the town that is spelled S-T-A-U-N-T-O-N. And it looks like Staunton, right? Well, you listen.
No thanks, man. I'll see I got better ways.
WKDW-AM Stanton is classic hit country.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. You know what the news is. In a minute, you're going to hear the rest of the story.
Well, as much as I'd like to hear Paul Harvey's story, we're going to continue the 900 kilohertz travelogue now by moving down into North Carolina, the western part of the state, not far from Hickory.
45 p.m. for the Soldiers of the Cross broadcast here on WYCV Gospel 9 Radio.
WYCV, Grand Falls, Hickory.
The way.
Let's move over to Rockingham for a fine, fine station break.
Serving Richmond and surrounding counties since 1946, the radio station you're listening to is WAYN AM 900 in Rockingham, North Carolina.
Soggy weather to continue as we get on through this afternoon thanks to a system along the coast circulating.
And our final stop today takes us out to the Albemarle Sound of North Carolina.
The voice of Williamston and all of Martin County. This is AM 900, WIAM, Williamston, North Carolina.
Well, those are the 900 IDs we have for you for this month. Would you believe it? We have another 40 station breaks of 900 kilohertz operating stations. But the time is up. Let's move along now on the DX Audio Service. Here's part two of Wally Warrow's report.
National Radio Club.
On the DX Audio Service, this is part two of our cruise up and down the Alaskan radio dial. I'm Wally Warrow, WFAA-TV in Dallas, Texas. And last month, I mentioned my wife and I took a cruise to Alaska in the month of June. Took the Radio Shack DX-398, the mini-disc recorder along, and caught some IDs. At least to give you an idea of what radio up there sounds like, since it's such a rare visitor to those of us here in the lower 48. We pick up with the two big cities in Alaska, and that would be Anchorage and Fairbanks. First off, Anchorage AM beginning on 550.
He exemplifies the statesmanship and civility we need for Alaska.
I've been going door to door in the neighborhoods of downtown and midtown, sharing my plan for Alaska's future and working hard to earn your vote. This is Johnny Ellis, and it would be my honor and privilege to work for you.
Don't you love it when the computer malfunctions? So let's hang in here a couple more seconds and see what happens.
On Alaska's ESPN 550, The Zone. Brought to you in part by Parchis Plumbing, Wayne's Barbecue, Alaska Sausage and Seafood,
Legally, they're KTZN 550 Anchorage with ESPN Sports. Next is the station I became familiar with when I worked for a TM Programming and TM Productions back in the 70s. KHAR 590 was an anomaly. They were a beautiful music AM station using TM's beautiful music format. They were always highly rated back then, and they annually produced a beautiful limited edition lithograph showing a scene of Alaskan nature. Today, they run satellite nostalgia.
KHAR 590 Anchorage, a Morris Communications station. CNN Radio News, I'm Stan Case. More than 5,000 retired...
At 650 is Alaska's most powerful radio station.
Isn't it time we stopped listening? If you'd like to break the habit and need help, please call 1-888-842-QUIT. This ad brought to you by the Alaska Tobacco Control Alliance.
Your around-the-clock source for information that affects your life. News Radio, 650 KENI Anchorage. From ABC News.
I'm Gil Gross. Saddam Hussein is about to find himself in an unusual position.
50,000 watts at 650 should really get out, ask WSM. But Alaskan ground conductivity is pretty poor. But you've got to assume that KENI's night signal is fantastic. I just wonder how well George Norrie is received in Siberia. At 700 on the dial, this one has 10 kilowatts, KBYR.
The Bourne Legacy, from best-selling author Eric Van Nussbaeder. The Bourne Legacy, new from St. Martin's Press.
This is the Sean Hannity Show, broadcasting truth across the great land and never backing down from a fight for freedom.
The best talk for Alaska.
It is Smart Radio, AM 700 KBYR,
Anchorage, Kaparik, Prudhoe Bay.
There's another 50-kilowatt non-directional in Anchorage, the long-established KFQD.
1-877-9, no spin. Let's hear from you. They're going to hurt, Kerry, the far left. You wait and see. Back in a moment.
When you miss an hour, you miss a lot. AM 750 KFQD, Anchorage, a Morris Communication Station.
This is AM 750 News Radio KFQD. I'm Sharon Lehelm. Former Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt is speaking out against a Bush
Finally on AM, an interesting little station. When I first tuned in, they were doing a local talk show, except they were talking about stuff that was local and not ranting and raving about national politics and such. Cute call sign, too. Here's what Anchorage hears on 1080.
We're going to come back on the other side of the news, and we will have Scott Hayworth sitting in here. We're going to talk gas pipeline again and all the possibilities that are going on with the oil and gas in our state. And, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate your coming today. All right. We'll be back after the news.
This is KUDO Anchorage, 1080 on the AM dial. Kudos for Anchorage.
Now, if you're looking for bears or whales, you're going to find them on Anchorage's FM band. And what I've done here is put together a little promo montage of what you will find from 92.1 to 107.5 on the FM.
Soft Rock 92.1.
Alaska's number one choice for continuous soft rock.
Kicks off more than 30 minutes of continuous soft rock from more than four decades of superstar artists.
Songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
Starting right now. Number one for hip-hop and R&B. With more of today's hottest music.
On 92.9 FM.
Right now.
New hit music first. And the best songs from your favorite artists. On Alaska's Christian music leader. 93.7 KAFC.
Classic Rock 96.3. Alaska's only classic rock radio station. With more than 30 minutes of classic rock.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next.
From KLEF in Anchorage, a thought from Napoleon Hill. Only the highway of useful service leads to the city of happiness. This is KLEF in Anchorage.
The Bob and Tom Show. Snap the wind beneath their wings.
It's just gas. Weekdays, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Rock Station, 100.5 The Fox.
Yo.
What up?
Hi.
Yo. Can you hear me?
Hi, I'm Christina Aguilera.
It's your boy, JC.
Beyonce.
Craig David.
Vanessa Carlton.
More music.
Slim Shady.
Hey, it's Justin Timberlake.
On 101.3 KGOT.
My station.
Alaska's number one hit music station.
Interested?
Yeah.
101.1.
Yeah. Alaska's all new buzz.
With more nonstop music buzz starting.
Starting.
Right now.
No, we need some music, don't you think?
Now.
Now.
Music.
Another Mix 103.1 More Music Hour.
We only stop the music
once.
Mix 103.1.
This is Bear Country.
I love it.
12 in a row.
You've been playing everything I want to hear.
K-Bear 104.1.
K-Bear 104.1.
KNIK. Anchorage.
Have your attention, please.
Who rocks? K-Whale rocks. 106.5 K-Whale.
Alaska's best forecast.
The Cass Country exclusive weather forecast brought to you by your local Dodge dealer. Grab life by the horns. Cloudy skies and showers today and tonight. A high 67 today and a low overnight about 55 degrees. It's 62 degrees at Cass Country 107.5 with Lone Star.
Cass Country.
Cass Country.
107.5.
I did have one Homer Simpson moment on the trip, and that was accidentally erasing my recording of KTNA 88.5 in Talkeetna, Alaska. They were small-town Alaskan community radio, and it's, well, most Alaskan. We then moved through the interior with stops at Denali National Park, and Mount McKinley was at its picture postcard best. It is truly an amazing sight. Fairbanks is a much smaller city than Anchorage, only about 30,000 people without the tourists. And while I did not record the FM stations there, of course, I caught the AMs. Fairbanks' first station was and is KFAR 660 with a news talk format. The station was originally a gift to the area, and its 10,000-watt signal served as a navigational beacon for pilots.
That means you get a quality car at an affordable price, all hassle-free. Affordable used cars, 2525 South Goodman, in 07.
From Washington, we are the talk. 660 AM, KFAR, Fairbanks.
I also heard a couple of very unique ID jingles on the station.
Call 458-PROS.
K-F-A-R-Fairbanks. 1241
Noble Street, just off of Airport Way, or call 452-3838. Service since 1915.
I went ahead and emailed their program director about those jingles. He said that they were found on an old tape, cleaned up digitally, and put back on the air. He doesn't know how old they are, but he's been told that they were in use until the early 1970s. KFAR's sister station is on 820, and that's KCBF.
Fairbanks authorized Husqvarna dealer, Rod Sosh, up near the Mini Street Bridge, offering intelligent solutions to today's task. 820 Sports is on KCBF 820 AM Fairbanks.
We're in the game. ESPN Radio Sports.
Another Alaskan station with distinctively Alaskan call letters is Kayak. KIAK 970.
Paul Harvey, news and comment on KIAK Fairbanks is brought to you locally by Fairbanks Motorsports.
Are you looking for a well-equipped Class A or Class C motorhome? Well, the search ends here at Fairbanks Motorsports and RV.
And finally, a station with a mission, a religious one that is. KJNP 1170 provides preaching and teaching programs for the Arctic North.
And this hour's top story, the U.S. has transferred sovereignty to the Iraqi government in a surprise move 2 days ahead of schedule. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Network News.
The good news taken from God's Word, the Holy Bible, found in John 16:23. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you.
You've just heard the latest news on KJNP North Pole, Alaska, your 50,000-watt gospel voice in the Arctic.
And KJHA, Houston, Alaska.
And the weather forecast, North Pole, Fairbanks, in the Middle Tennessee Valley. Smoke advisory likely after midnight. tonight, warm and smoky with the lows 60 to 65.
KJNP is licensed to North Pole, Alaska, which happens to be a suburb of Fairbanks. And the weather at the North Pole can be interesting, to say the least.
And for Monday, hot and smoky, the high is 85 to 90. It did reach 90 here at North Pole today. Northeast winds 5.
Imagine 90 degrees at the North Pole. I think that proves that Santa does have a stash of Hawaiian shirts in his closet. In summing up, the Alaskans I met were friendly, hearty people, eager to share their world with you. The natural beauty is stunning, and going to Alaska is truly a trip of a lifetime. So I think it is an honor to be able to share a little bit of the 49th state with you, right here on the DX Audio Service.
Back about the time of the 2004 National Radio Club convention in Batavia, New York, there had been some discussion about two stations on the East Coast using WDMV call letters. Now, it has been explained in DX News and elsewhere, but I just thought you ought to hear why the confusion even started in the first place. If we tune first to 540, the station in Pocomoke City, Maryland, you'll hear what their station break really is. Listen.
WGOP, Pocomoke City.
WDMV 540, DeMarco.
Now, please understand that the letters DMV stand for the peninsula on which Pocomoke City is located. Delmarva stands for Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. Now, for those of you who may not have been following this very closely, the story was that the station using WGOP in Walkersville, Maryland, swapped call letters with the station in Pocomoke City, WDMV. And then the story went around, hey, wait a minute, they're both using WDMV, and how could that be the case? Well, you've already heard that Pocomoke City is indeed using WGOP. Now, Linda and I were at some distance from Walkersville. Fortunately, the 700 kilohertz station carries reasonably well. We were roughly 100 miles from Walkersville when we made this recording of the station at 700 on the dial. I think you'll understand why the Republican Party, GOP, didn't want those letters associated in any way with their interests.
This is WDMV 700 AM, Walkersville, Washington, D.C.
You are listening to AMI, the American Muslim International Media Network, 700 AM Radio Dial, your information station, sponsored by the exact foundation of America.
It is time now for Asafir in the D.C. metropolitan area.
American Islam Radio. I didn't know such a thing existed. But that at least explains the confusion between the two WDMVs that really doesn't exist.
I found the following article on a Ottawa, Ontario news website, and I thought I'd read it to you, but pay particular attention to the last sentence. Despite the advent of music downloading and internet radio, private radio broadcasters still made near record sales last year. In fact, Statistics Canada reports private radio broadcasters are generating higher profit margins than their television counterparts. In the second largest year-over-year increase in the past 15 years, airtime sales by private radio broadcasters jumped almost 8.5% to $1.2 billion in 2003. Canadian radio stations also generated the best profits on record last year, due in large part to cost containment. FM stations continue to lead the way in growth and profits in the industry. Stats Canada reports airtime sales for AM stations, while far behind FM, also made modest increases, marking a significant turnaround for AM radio. And with that, let's flip over to Side 2. We have Mark Durenberger, Ken Honest Chuck, and Phil Wayne, and a lot more of the DX Audio Service for October 2004.